Hello.
Hi, good morning, Miss Jones. It's Miss Knight.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I am calling back in regards to that text message you sent me.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not quite for sure who the client is. The case is not in my, it's not in, underneath me. It would be in the intake unit. So that's why I don't know.
Right, but I was just going according to, like, I don't know. I don't want to interrupt my client. I have my son.
So
I don't want to interrupt
the time. You won't interrupt it as long as whatever case you're going on is going to start after 6 p.m.
Okay, so the person has 14 hours a week. I was going to break it down in 2 hours a day. Now, I was thinking 1 hour before I go in with my son and then 1 hour after I come clock out with my son.
That's fine. So
2 hours,
when,
like.
Nope, you can do it however way you want to do it, as long as the shifts don't overlap with each other.
Oh, no, they won't. It'd be like an hour, a half an hour to an hour in between.
That's fine. So what you need to do is once you guys discuss, the authorization that has been received and the welcome call with, you know, everything, and they assigned you to the case and put you on a shift, then you need to discuss that with them on which shift that you want to put in.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what I'm waiting for. Somebody named Monica, somebody to call me back.
Yes, that's the intake department.
Yeah, so they told me that the message I received said to have a schedule. No, I think I spoke to somebody that told me to have a schedule already in place.
So if you spoke to that person, then you need to let them know what schedule you picked.
Okay.
Because that case is not in my department.
Now, would you necessarily be the person for that case?
No, I'm actually not going to have no more cases soon because I'm not a coordinator
really?
Anymore. No, I'm a supervisor.
Okay.
So I went from 146 cases to now I'm down to like 50, and then I'm about to get rid of 25. So, yeah. So I'm just assisting. Yeah, I'm assisting in different departments.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll wait to see who the coordinator is.
Nope, you can actually, because it's not going to be assigned the coordinator due to it sits in the intake department for about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So then they normally, once everything is going smoothly, they normally assign it a new coordinator, and that would be the person that you would be in communication with.
Okay.
Once assigned. But you can call that number that asks you for that schedule that you have decided, so therefore they can put a note in and know what schedule to put in when the authorization comes over.
Okay, so if I give them a schedule, that doesn't mean that, like, if I want to switch it up and do an hour in the morning and then an hour in the evening, I can?
Yes, you can.
But I just have to give them a schedule for them to put in the system.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to let anybody know ahead of time if I'm going to switch it up and do an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, or 2 hours in the morning or 2 hours in the evening. I could just clock in and out, and it'll read.
Yeah, so as long as you clock in and out, then they can put the schedule in place. You just got to make sure it does not overlap with your assigned schedule. Because if it do, then the service coordinator is going to call because it's fraud.
I would definitely not do that. So, okay, I guess I'll just decide which day or evening I want to do, or do both at an hour, a time, and go
and
from
then
there.
Like you used to do with me, you can just text the person that is assigned to it in the intake department and just give them a heads up, like, today I'm going to work, you know, so-and-so. And then they can go in and adjust the schedule.
Now, does it matter how often I do that?
Well, as long as you give them the heads up instead of it being all over the place, because we want to have some consistency, you know, and not, you know, be grabbing something and then you get shorted and we don't know what kind of schedule you're trying to do.
Right. Okay, so I'll probably just narrow it down to something, leave it that way, and if for some reason I need to
change
some days,
then you just
I'll
text
just let them know.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, Okay.
All right.
Good enough. Thanks for calling me back.
You're welcome. You take
All
care.
right.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.